Really loud. It's good now. I just didn't want to interrupt that song because it's a good song. Anyways, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJLC, and this is Tinsel Talk, 7 o'clock on the dot. Right when someone texts me. Ew. I think some people are having trouble listening live, but that's okay. I'll just talk to myself like I always do. Welcome to this fabulous party that I'm having by myself, that I always have each week, that some of you just tune in to listen to. So, what is on tap, you might be asking yourself? That, my friends, is a good question, because today I'll be talking about a few movies, some music, because the European Music Awards happened, some TV shows, and of course, some celebrity gossip that I took so much time researching and developing theories on. So, that's what I have planned. On to the movie section. I'm pretty sure it was last weekend, but last weekend Skyfall came out, the new James Bond movie. And honestly, I was like, James Bond, I've never really watched a James Bond movie, so I don't really care if I see another one. But I saw some things on Tumblr, and I listened to the Adele song for Skyfall a lot. And now I'm like, wow, I just really want to see this movie. So I want to see the movie. It's recommended by me. So you should go see it too. And then Twilight is coming out this weekend. And I'm always making fun of Twilight. Well, maybe I'm not always making fun of it. In my head, I'm making fun of it all the time, because it's just a stupid movie. But I always end up going seeing them. And I was like, no, not this time. I'm not going to see it when it first comes out. But then today, I was like, my roommate walked in, I was like, hey, we should go see the Twilight movie this weekend sometime. So I'll probably end up seeing that, even though I said I wasn't going to. And then, this is kind of exciting, I think. There is this book series called The City of Bones that I read them, early high school. Yeah, and I love them. There's four books. And then there's one prequel. There's going to be more prequels. But it's so good. And they are turning into a film. And the trailer came out. I think it was yesterday that the trailer came out. And I'm not really a fan of the casting choices of the movie. I don't really like Lily Collins. I don't really like the guy that they got to play, the main character, Jace. Not a big fan. But it looks, the actual movie looks good. So I might be able to put aside my biasness of the characters. So I'm excited about that. Will be coming out summer 2013. And then Red Dawn, I feel like I'm obligated to talk about this movie because my roommate is in love with Josh Hutcherson, so I feel like I'm obligated. But that's coming out Thanksgiving, I'm pretty sure. And then March 8th is, get this, Oz. The movie Oz is coming out. And it's like the prequel to, can you call a movie a prequel? I don't know. I feel like that's only for books. But it's what happens before Dorothy comes there. So it's what happens when the wizard gets there. And James Franco is going to play the wizard. And it looks really good. And I'm excited. And I'm going to go see it. Yay. So I guess I should play Skyfall from Adele now. I called her Odell because she's awesome. Awesome? I don't know. It made sense when my roommate said it. She made a good joke about it, but I screwed that joke up. Anyways, let me see if I can play this correctly. Here is Skyfall by Adele.
This is the end. Hold your breath and count to ten. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again. For this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment, so overdue I owe them. Swept away, I'm stolen. Let the sky fall.
Let the sky fall, when it crumbles.
listening to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJLC, and that was Adele, Skyfall. And I just want to ask Adele if we can just borrow her voice for just a day. Just one. Not asking for much, am I? I mean, not too much, I don't think. Anyway, so that was Skyfall. And I'm on to my music category. Oh, music. Lovely music coming out of my voice just now. I know. Anyways, One Direction CD finally came out. It's fantastic, if I do say so myself. I mean, I feel like I have good taste in music. Not everyone agrees with me, but those people are also losers, so... Anyways. The European Music Awards were last weekend, yes. It was like Friday or Saturday. One of those, last weekend, basically. And their Taylor Swift performed We Are Never Getting Back Together, which got me thinking that she should just call her next song Maybe It's My Fault. Okay, you got me. That's not my original joke. Found that online, but I thought it was funny. And I know no one's going to correct me on this, but I felt like I had to be honest. And then Pitbull performed. I don't know what song, because I don't really care. And I'm surprised that he performed by himself, because I feel like Pitbull, as an artist, he just kind of like jumps into other people's songs and kind of just like snatches away. He like Kanye West everyone's songs. He just kind of steals them from people. But so Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber took home the most awards for that. Taylor Swift took home Best Female, Best Live, I'm assuming performance, and Best Look. And I don't have much to say about those because I guess I feel like she deserves them. Best Song and Best Push, which I'm not really in. Maybe it's a European thing. I'm not really sure what it means. But Best Push went to Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe, which Best Song, Call Me Maybe. When I say it's bad, it's bad. Because I'm pretty tolerant of a lot of music. As you can tell, I listen to a lot of stupid stuff. But Call Me Maybe, Best Song. People who voted for that should be ashamed of themselves. It's embarrassing. Best Male, Best World Stage, and Best Pop went to Justin Bieber. Which, since I went to his concert, he had a pretty good stage, I guess. I mean, I'm thinking when I say that, like, all of what happened on the stage, like, his entrance was super cool. So that's what won me over for that one. So I guess that fits Best Male, and who else is going to compete with him? No one. Global Icon went to Whitney Houston. Too bad she wasn't there to receive the award. Oh, too soon, too soon. Worldwide Act, I don't know what this is, but went to, I don't even know who this is. Han Jen, I don't know who that is, never heard of them. But this is what I would have voted for. Biggest Fans, I'm assuming they meant like biggest fan base, otherwise that's just kind of mean. And Best New Artist went to One Direction. Woo, One Direction. One Direction. Best Alternative went to Lana Del Rey. Approve. I like Lana Del Rey. Best Electronic went to David Guetta. Approve. David Guetta's pretty cool. I like some of his songs. Titanium. Woo. Best Hip Hop went to Nicki Minaj. Are you serious? That's another one people should be ashamed of for voting for. Nicki Minaj, Best Anything? Ha! 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 I laugh at you, Nicki Big Butt Minaj. Best Rock went to Linkin Park, which shocked me because I didn't even know Linkin Park was still making music. Didn't know they were relevant anymore. So those were the categories that were given out. I'm not too impressed with any of them. I think they're all kind of lame categories, if you ask me. Why didn't they have, like, Best Video or stuff like that? Oh, I guess it's Music Awards, not Video Awards. Corrected myself there. So on to what I watch on TV. The US X Factor. Okay. I had some issues with this one. It's top of my list. Diamond White. She dared to perform Beyonce. She sang Halo. And she got good reviews by the judges, but I was not impressed. And I don't think Beyonce would have impressed. Been impressed. Been pressed. She would have been pressed. Because I don't think it was very good. I just don't. I didn't like it. That's all that simple as that. I did not like it. And I felt like Beyonce would have just slapped her for even trying. But then Britney and Demi and all of them were like, oh, that was so good. Beyonce would have been so proud. You're right up there with Beyonce. No. Don't even compare Diamond White to the Queen. Okay? And it was Diva Week, so they had, like, sing songs by divas. And this one group, Lyric 145. Yes, that's the group name. Or is it 143? I'm pretty sure it's 145. Anyways, they sang a Katy Perry and Queen mashup. And I'm confused which one is the diva. And then, Paige Thompson. I don't even remember what song she sang because I stopped listening to her because she just unamused. I'm not amused by her at all. She just needs to go. That's all my notes say. Paige Thompson. Thomas Thompson needs to go. But then Carly Rose Sonnenclair, she's like 13, I think. She sang My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion, the song from Titanic, and she nailed it. She made that song hers. Let's just put it that way. It made it hers. She was so good. And I'm projecting that she... She's projected to be first. I don't know how to phrase that. Because I'm projecting doesn't sound right. I don't even think that's correct. But anyways, I think she will be first in the leaderboards this week. But I will find out tonight. And I guess I'll talk about it next week, maybe. If I remember it. And then there's a show that I kind of sort of watched when I was younger. But I guess my roommate watched it a lot. Because we were watching it. It's called Little People, Big World. And they are opening a wedding business. And I learned from it that there's a wedding season. I didn't know that. Did not know that at all. And I also learned that their oldest son is very good looking. And so I like watching that show. And then I don't watch the show, but I saw this preview for it, Sister Wives. And it looked intense. Not only did it have intense music with like a ooh song going in the background. It's very intense oohs, if you ask me. But then there was like people wanting to leave the sister, I don't know what, the marriage. And then their like older daughter was like, I don't want to share my husband. And then the one mom was like, I thought she saw polygamy as a gift. It looks intense. And I might just want to watch this season because it's about to get real. People are about to stop acting nice and start getting real. Real world, sister wives. Anyways, I just liked the previews for, it's on Sunday, 9 o'clock, if you're wondering. The ooze got me. Plus the whole, like, sister wife thing. And she's like, I don't want to share my husband. I was like, preach. Anyways, so today, I watched Once Upon a Time all day today. And I finished the first season. So I'm here to report back that the first season is amazing. Oh, it's such a good show. I can't even wait to start the second season. But I've decided that I'm going to wait till Thanksgiving break so that I can watch it all Thanksgiving break. It's going to be exciting. But what I like about Once Upon a Time is they have these parallel stories. So it's like what these people are doing in our world, like the real world, and then their lives in the fairy tale world and how they kind of parallel at some points. And they like give some characters backstories. Well, they give most of the characters backstories. And Little Red Riding Hood, like with the whole Big Bad Wolf, that's the little pigs, huh? That was still Little Red Riding Hood with the Big Bad Wolf. She was the wolf, and the little red cape that she has is what stops her from turning into the wolf. It's so cool. It's like such an odd way to think of it. And then Rumpelstiltskin is like this really powerful being, and you end up really hating him. Like, why can't this guy just leave everyone alone? Like, every time something happens, he's got to pop up. But then you find out that, like, he was the Beast in Beauty and the Beast. So Belle ends up falling in love with Rumpelstiltskin, but then he rejects her. He's like, no, you're trying to take my powers away. Get out of here. So she gets, like, turned away and ends up going crazy. But then, like, when you really start hating Rumpelstiltskin, you get to his backstory and how he lost his son. And he created the curse to send all the fairy tale creatures into the real world just so he can find his son again. Oh, it was a tearjerker. I was, like, crying. Tear falling down my face. It was sad. So I completed season one. Oh, and season one has the Mad Hatter in it. So good. That was another sad one. I don't know why they have all these, like, family problems in this show. Like, everyone can never be happy, and they're always searching for a part of their family, and it's just really upsetting because the Mad Hatter, like, lost his daughter. Oh, it was sad. But the Mad Hatter, who the guy that plays him, his name is Sebastian Stan. Very good looking. So there's that one. It was good, though. And I cannot wait for season two, for me to start watching season two. It's already out. It's, like, on episode 8, I think, or 7. So, you should go watch that show. It's on demand if you have Comcast. I know that. It's online. Projectfree.tv. You can find it there. So then, of course, I gotta talk about Glee, because I always talk about Glee. It's one of my main things here. Well, not main things, but ongoing things. Glee. So last week, I didn't like last week's episode. I felt like it was a filler episode. Like, there was no real point to it. Like, we could have done without it. There was no, like, substance in the episode. And I want substance, Ryan Murphy. Anyways, all you really saw was Blaine had a broken heart. He, like, cried some, talked about soulmates. That's all I got out of that episode. Oh, and Rachel wasn't there. Wow. What a good episode, I know. I take back that. That was an excellent episode because Rachel wasn't in it. No, I'm kidding. It was still bad. But I was glad that Rachel wasn't in it. But the one thing I really, really liked. Well, there's two things I really liked. I liked when they did the hand jive. Because if you've seen the movie Glee, and you know, like, you know the scene where they're performing the hand jive for the big bandstand contest at the prom. I think that's what it's called, big band. I don't know. It was something like that. It was a dance contest, and they're doing the hand jive. And there's, like, certain parts that Glee incorporated with theirs. It was good. I liked it. I thought they did a really good job. And then I think his name's Jacob in the show. And Kitty, they did a duet to Everybody Talks. It was so good. I loved it. I was really surprised because I felt like some of their songs were like, eh. And, like, they mess up a lot of songs, I feel like. But Everybody Talks was so good, and I listened to it. I listened to it a lot. And then last week was the first week that the character Ryder was on, and they brought him on as, like, this dorky, like, football player. Like, he's a football player, but he doesn't really fit in with the football team, and he has bad grades, and he's basically, like, a Finn, like, younger Finn. So Finn brings him in. And he's a little, like, nerdy, but he's, like, cooler than a lot of the kids in Glee Club, I guess. So, a lot of people didn't like his character. I see online a lot of people complaining about it, but I liked him. I thought he was enduring, because, like, when you first see him, he's, like, doing these, like, touchdown dances. He's, like, practicing, and I just feel like that's something I would do. So, I liked him. And, I thought of something I was going to say about the show, then I forgot. And I was talking about the touchdown dances. I got distracted with my own touchdown dance. Anyways, I guess I'll just move on. So, spoilers. Tonight, Kitty will try to sabotage Marley in the play. And what I have seen, it's like she basically just kind of ruins the costume, which is rude. There will be a eating disorder storyline of what I've seen. Stupid me went on Tumblr, so I saw people posting what was going on, because people on the East Coast already get to watch it. And there's like some type of eating disorder storyline going on. So, I mean, that's like the only thing Glee hasn't done, so they might as well. And there's going to be a superhero episode where they all dress as superheroes. I like superheroes. And they sing that Gangnam Style for regionals, so I hope they lose. Yep. That's basically my spoilers. And I'm going to play... Wow, there's just so many options. I'm going to play a One Direction song. Yeah, you heard me, One Direction. This is Irresistible. It's a bonus track. Lucky you guys.
Don't try to make me stay or ask if I'm okay. I don't have the answer. Don't make me stay the night or ask if I'm alright. I don't have the answer. Heartache doesn't last forever. I'll say I'm fine. Midnight ain't no time for laughing when you say goodbye. It makes your lips so kissable and your kiss unmissable. Your fingertips so touchable and your eyes irresistible. To ask myself, should I see someone else? I wish I knew the answer, but I know if I go now, if I leave and I'm on my own tonight, I'll never know the answer. Midnight doesn't last forever. Find your lips so kissable and your kiss unmissable. Your fingertips so touchable and your eyes irresistible. It's in all the things and other things that make you who you are in your eyes. Irresistible.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJLC. And that was One Direction, Irresistible, from their new album, Take Me Home. Very appropriately named. Because if they really want me to, I will totally take them home. Just hit me up, boys. You know. Anyways. On to the next one. So, I've neglected this one for, I would have to say, 2 to 3 weeks, just to see what would happen, because like 3 weeks ago, I go into Rite Aid with my roommate, and she's checking out, and I see this magazine, and it just catches my eye, and I go, what? Because on it, it says something about Kim's dream wedding, and how this time will be different because of the baby. And so I grab it. I'm like, what? What is this piece of gold? And I look at it. And it says that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian got married. And it was her dream wedding. Even though she already had her dream wedding. Like, come on. Let's get real. And that it was really love this time. And that the baby changed it. So it's not only saying that they got married, but that she was pregnant. And then this guy walks up behind me and was like, excuse me, is she getting married again? He was just as distraught as I was. I was like, what? I was mind blown. And so I didn't say anything on here. And I didn't see anything on E! News. And I'm still not seeing anything on E! News. And so I don't know what to make of this. I'm assuming it's just was a rumor. But then it was very detailed. Like, what? How do you make... I don't know what to think about this. I'm just mind blown. I don't know. That guy was just as distraught as me. He really was. He was like, oh, heck no. He said another word. But for all intents and purposes, oh, heck no. She is not getting married again. She already had her dream wedding. Kanye is stupid. He was distraught. I've never seen a gentleman of his age distraught about pop culture news, but he was. And then, dun dun dun, Selena and Justin are no more. I repeat, no more. That's right, little girls. Shake off your moms and attack, because he's single. Apparently, it was due to some jealousy issues. That'll get you every time, I guess. Ooh, okay, try not to think about, I think my mom's on some drugs. No, I'm kidding. Don't be mad at me, Mom. You're not on drugs. I know that. You don't do that type of stuff. Apparently it was some jealousy issues because Justin was spotted with a Victoria's Secret model because he did the Victoria's Secret runway show. He was like singing on the stage while they were walking down. And then, I guess he was a little jealous because there was a picture of her kissing Nat Wolf. He's from the Naked Brothers Band. I thought they were 10, but I guess they grew up. It's for a movie, but Justin didn't like this. So there were some jealousy issues going back and forth, both a little jealous of each other's. But they were supposed to sit next to each other at some award show. I think it's People's Choice Awards. And so, we will see if they're sitting next to each other. How awkward would that be? Actually, it'd be fantastic. What more could you want than an awkward situation like that? I love those awkward situations. Anyways, so they broke up, and now he has a motorcycle, and he's hanging out with the Olsen twins. Ooh, what a rebel. You go, rebel Justin. And apparently, he's really sad. He was, like, tweeting about, I don't know what's happening in my life, or what went wrong. Blah, blah, blah. And it just made me want to shake him. Take him by the shoulder and shake him. You're Justin Bieber. You don't need anybody. You don't need Selena Gomez. You could have anybody. These people. Okay. This one right here. My theory was it 2 weeks ago when I said me and my roommate came up with a theory about how the album Red from Taylor Swift is about Harry Styles. Well, our theories are backed up. Because it seems like they're getting nice and cozy again. They've been seen wearing matching necklaces. Which I feel like she could have easily just bought it from someplace that he bought from. Matching necklaces, though. And then, last week, they were in LA. Because they did X Factor. And then they did the Ellen Show. And then they were here up until, like, Wednesday or Tuesday, and they flew back to London. Or so we thought. No, I know. Because me and my roommate follow them on Twitter, and a few of the boys have tweeted that they're back in London. So we know that they did fly back to London. But today, Taylor Swift is supposed to be on X Factor tonight. Today, it was said that Harry Styles was in LA with her. And he was there while she was doing her mic check or rehearsals. That's what they're called. He was there while she was doing rehearsals, sitting with her mother. And then afterwards, he went up on stage and they were laughing about something. And he picked her up, swung her over his shoulder, and walked off the stage. So he clearly did not go back to London. He's in LA with her. What? Because at first I was like, oh, okay, matching necklaces. And then I saw this article and I was like, hold up. And I turned to my roommate. I was like, you said they're in London right now, right? She's like, yeah. Niall and Zane tweeted that they're back home. I was like, well, according to E! News, he is not. He is in Harry Styles. So, you cannot hide Harry Styles. I will find out, and I will talk about it. But then all this leads me to wonder, what about Ed Sheeran? Because Harry Styles and Ed Sheeran are like best friends. Oh, I just hit the mic. They're like best friends. And Ed Sheeran clearly has got something with Taylor Swift because he tattooed her album on his arm. Like the name of it. So what about him? Huh, Taylor? Huh, Harry? And do that to your bro? And then it was reported that Taylor Swift wants to buy a house in London. And now this is, I feel like it's a thing of hers that she feels the need to buy houses next to her boyfriends. And I just feel like this is going to catch up to her one day. And it's just weird. It is weird, Taylor Swift. Weird. But speaking of One Direction, got a little section here. Harry Styles, right as soon as he landed, he got tattoos of two sparrows on his chest. Which then made me think that I should get these two sparrows tattooed on my face. So I told my mom that. Not really going to get that, but it was fun telling her it, that I was going to. And all she said was, well, it's your face. You have to live with it. Thanks, Mom. Not like, oh, don't do that. That's not a good idea. Just, you have to live with it. And then, since Selena is single, there's been some reports that she thinks Zayn Malik from One Direction is good looking. And I just gotta say, stop right there, Selena. Don't even go down that road. It will not end pretty for you. Not end pretty. There'll be throwdowns on that one. Because then people are just going to say right again that you're only going out with people that are on top of the game. And then you throw them to the side when you're done with them. And they were on Ellen today and they did amazing. And three girls got to play this game where they were like blindfolded and they got to fill them up. How lucky is that? Man, I mean, when I met them, I got to hug one of them until security yelled at me, but they actually got to fill them up for a good amount of time. I'm so jealous. I could have been that. And then they said that they're having a movie that's being released August 30th, 2013. 3D movie of One Direction. That means Louis Tomlinson's butt, huge butt, will be in 3D. What more could you ask for? And then, okay, I'm on E! News. Scroll, scroll, scroll. I got past the Harry Styles and Taylor Swift thing. Got past the Selena and Justin stuff. And then I see this picture of Kendall Jenner holding hands with Jaden Smith. And there's rumors of them going out. And my first thought was, isn't he 10? Like, she's at least a foot taller than him. It was just a really awkward picture. And she's 17, I found out. And I'm pretty sure he's 10. Pretty sure about that one. I'm sticking to the 10. And then Hope Solo, she's the Olympic soccer player. She got married to, I'm assuming he's a football player because on the picture he was wearing football stuff. Ding, first clue. Jeremy Stevens, and she married him one day after he was arrested for assault. Hope Solo, you picked a real winner there. Congrats. Hope it works out. And then Chang Tatum. Tatum? Tatum? I never know how to say his last name. I'm going to be honest. I'm guilty of that one. I always say it wrong, and if someone corrects me, I'm like, oh, okay, sorry. Channing, whatever his last name is, he won the cover, or he's on the cover of People's Sexiest Man Alive, so they're saying he's the sexiest man alive. I don't agree. I mean, he's good looking, but the sexiest man alive? Sorry, try again, people. In the issue, I was looking through some people that were going to be in it. They didn't have, like, the whole list, obviously. But in the issue, this actor named Ed Westwick is in it. And in my notes, it says, ha ha ha, mom. Because Ed Westwick is on Gossip Girl. And I used to love that show. I used to watch it all the time. And my mom would always be like, ugh, look how ugly that guy is. And she was talking about Ed Westwick. And she'd always talk about how ugly he was, how greasy he looked. And now he's on the People's Sexiest Men Alive list. So, ha ha ha, mom. And then Shia LaBeouf was also on this list. And he looks like a cannibal. Maybe it's because I watched this video that presented evidence that he was a cannibal, even though I'm sure he's not. But I just see him as a cannibal now. And, like, he just has this beard. And he's just not. No. He just needs to leave. Go away, Shia LaBeouf. LaBeouf. And then Harrison Ford is in the Sexiest Men Alive issue. And, oh, he's old. He is just real old. And my mom says Ed Westwick is still ugly. But still, that's just you saying that, because, mom, because clearly People Magazine and a lot of people find him sexy. So, ha ha ha, mom. Anyways, Harrison Ford is in the thing, and he was old looking, just really old, and his neck was wrinkly, and it just looked like certain body parts that a neck's not supposed to look like. Ugh, it was disgusting. His photo's nasty, and I was like, wow, he's still alive? That's mean. But then, it's kind of true, though. And then Kanye West was in it. And first off, Kanye West isn't good looking. Second of off, People Magazine do not give him a reason to have a bigger ego. That's... never compliment Kanye West. That's just... his head won't be able to fit through any doors. Ever. And then Brad Pitt was in it, too. Like, okay, of course Brad Pitt's in it. But then he's not looking good anymore. Like, he's got this long hair and this, like, full set of facial hair. It's just disgusting. He's not good looking anymore. He says stop what he is doing. And this leads me to another musical break. And I'm torn now, because I kind of feel like I want to play some a little more One Direction. But then I kind of feel like I shouldn't do that to all you guys. But it's my show, so I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to play One Direction. So I will talk to you again in 3 minutes and 26 seconds. This is over again.
Said I'd never leave her, 'cause her hands fit like my t-shirt. Tongue tied over 3 words, cursed. Running over thoughts that make my feet hurt. Bodies intertwined with her lips. Now she's feeling solo since she went solo. Hole in the middle of my heart like a polo. And it's no joke to me. So can we do it all over again? If you're pretending from the start like this with a tight grip, then my kiss can mend your broken heart. I might miss everything you said to me, and I could lend you broken parts that might fit like this, and I will give you all my heart so we can start it all over again.
Can we take the same road, 2 days in the same clothes, and I know just what she'll say if I can make all this pain go. Can we stop this for a minute? You know I can tell that your heart isn't in it or with it.
I'll be with you, my body and spirit. I can make your tears fall down like the the showers that are British. Whether we're together or apart, we can both remove the masks and admit we regret it from the start.
If you're pretending from the start, like this, with a tight grip, then my kiss can mend your broken heart. I might miss everything you said to me, and I could lend you broken parts that might fit like this.
It on your own, and you'll never show weakness for letting go.
I guess it's still hard if the seat's open, but do you really want to be alone?
If you're pretending from the start, like this, with a tight grip, then my kiss can mend your broken heart. I might miss everything you said to me,
and I could lend you broken parts that might fit like this.
So we can start it all over.
If you're pretending from the start, like this, with a tight grip, then my kiss can mend your broken heart. I might miss everything you said to me, and I can mend your broken parts that might fit like this, and I will give you all my heart.
So we can start it all over again.
And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJLC, and that was Over Again by One Direction. And I would love to play it over again. Pun intended. Anyways. Ooh, I totally spelled Christina Aguilera's name wrong. But her last name, it was like Aguilera. That's how I spelt it. But Christina Aguilera, she performed, I'm pretty sure, on The Voice or something, because I saw CeeLo Green in there someplace. But she performed, and she was looking a hot mess. She had a pink fro and, like, this dress that was just too short for her, and just, and her voice was sounding a mess, and it's just time to give it up, Christina. Just stop. Stop. Just don't make yourself look like a fool more than you already do. And then, this one disturbed me a lot. Rihanna, already. She was pictured naked on the GQ cover. And on E! News, it, like, just shows this little, like, photo of the cover. And she has, like, this tattoo between her breasts. And just, she's disgusting. And I dislike her very much so. She needed to put on clothes. And then Andrew Garfield, he plays in Spider-Man, like the new one, if you didn't know. And he was on Ellen, and he was dancing for charity, and like she was giving him all these different dances, and he was like every dance he would do good, she'd give him $1,000 for charity. And he was actually a really good dancer. I mean, and not really, but like he went for it, which made him kind of good. And he did, like, a belly dance, and he did this Irish jig dance, and he did, like, all sorts of dances. And I'm saying you should check it out, because I had a good laugh about it. If you can go on YouTube, and you can go on Ellen DeGeneres' page, and it'll be on there, because she has, like, clips of it. So, and he has, like, this full beard, and it's just really, it's funny seeing this guy and this beard dance. It doesn't sound funny, but it was. I laughed. I was like, ha 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 ha. I threw my head back and cackled. And then Lindsay Lohan. I thought this was a little funny because never fails to amaze me, the Lohan family. Lindsay Lohan has a long lost sister, because apparently Michael Lohan can't keep in his pants. And they was on some TV show. And they did a DNA test, and it was his baby. He was the baby daddy. And so she has a long-lost sister. And from the picture, I couldn't tell which one was which. Honestly, they both looked really old. But that's the Lohan family for you. You know, just a mess. And then Kris and Bruce Jenner. There's, like, rumors that they're getting divorced. And then a source says these rumors are rubbish, That's quotes, rubbish. That wouldn't be something I would say. So that's definitely from E! Online. And that they are not getting divorced and they are happy as ever. And I'm saying right now, run, Bruce, run. Run as far and fast as you can. He's the only sane one, half sane one in that house. Family, family. Not just the house, that whole family. But then when I heard these, they were just rumors, like, phew, love does exist. Totally kidding. They're ridiculous. Okay, and then Courtney Stodden, many people do not know her, but she was 16 and she married this actor and he was 52. And that obviously was 2 years ago because she's 18 now. And it was disgusting. These interviews, she was like looking at him while he was talking and she was like licking her lips and just being really inappropriate. She was doing bad things with her eyes. And I felt really uncomfortable watching the interview. But she was trying to release a single because she wants to be a singer now. And it got pulled. They're like, no, this sucks. So another attempt to be in the media has failed on her part. Because the only reason I found out about this, because it was like at the very, very bottom of E! News' page. Like, you had to go looking for it. Which I did. And then GQ had a Men of the Year party, and on the invite list was Darren Criss from Glee. He plays Blaine. Very good looking. And they had Colton Haynes from Teen Wolf. He plays Jackson. Another very good looking man. And they had some like men from Vampire Diaries that are very good looking, and they just had a lot of good looking men. And I was looking at these photos and it left me saying, where's my invite? Not saying that I'm a good looking man. No, but I just want to be invited to the party because there's a lot of good looking men. Got a lot of good looking single men. And this last bit of information, just so funny. Chris Brown signed a modeling contract. That's how it's put. Chris Brown's going to be a model. Good luck selling any product that he promotes, first. Second, ugh, he is disgusting looking. He is not good looking. Ew. Ew. Who would sign him as a model? Why does he think he can even be a model? Like, I'm surprised. I feel like this is something Kanye West would do. But no, it's Chris Brown. Disgusting. Always disgusting. And this brings me to the end of my show. Oh, I know. Such a fun time. You always have such fun when you listen to me. I'm just going to talk until I find a song to play. Okay, I found the song. Anyways. So, tomorrow, I'm going to be the host of Penguin Press Pass. Real students, real news. It is on this station, radio.dominican.edu, from 12:30 to 1. I am very nervous because I can sit here and I can babble all I want, but so you can just tune in tomorrow and listen to me fail miserably at trying to be witty and banter with people about the news. I can't do that. Anyways, I'm going to try my hardest. So you can tune in and listen to that. Well, you can tune in and listen to me fail at that one. But that is, again, if you didn't catch it the first time, 12:30 to 1, Penguin Press Pass, radio.dominican.edu. You can tune in to listen and laugh at my failures. I even woke up with really bad anxiety over it this morning because I'm just really nervous about being the host. I don't like it at all. But I will do this. I will be fabulous, like always. 50 Shades of Fabulous. That's me. Okay, so I'm going to stop talking now and I'm going to play this song for you. Goodbye. Goodbye. Whoa, good. When the goodbye. Are cold and the cards oh, wait. This is Imagine Dragons and Demons. Okay, now goodbye. We see are all made of